Planning to stay in a hotel soon? Keep your personal info protected, since tourists and business travelers are often considered the easiest targets. And that brings us to our scam of the week. We have hooked up with the Better Business Bureau from Northeast Indiana to bring you this feature every Wednesday here on WoWo. And this week, it's all about hotel scams. Nicole Thomas from the BBB joining us live right now to tell us the latest. What's happening with these hotel scams, Nicole?
Good morning. Yeah, as more travelers are getting out for vacations or long weekends, we're starting to see an uptick in hotel scams. So watch for things like this. The first one is a fake booking website. I know we've kind of mentioned that before, but you could go and you make your reservation, you pay for your reservation, you show up at the hotel and there's no room for you. Or if there is a room, you've got to pay for it. You know, they say that you haven't paid anything. And so you could get potentially charged twice before you could work that out with your bank or try to get recouped. Yeah, so that's a big one. We see that a lot. But there are some other little ones that when I was doing some research for this, Kayla, they're really interesting. You never would have thought. Things like the food menu. You have, takeout menus in your hotel room, and you grab one and you call and you order food. What happens if that's a scam? If someone has just put that down there so that they can get your credit card information?
No kidding.
Yeah, you show up to the restaurant or the address on the menu and it doesn't exist, or they don't have your order. So that's something to watch for. You know, you just want to Google the restaurant directly or ask the front desk. Another one that I did not think of, but scammers will just call a hotel in the middle of the night, ask for a room number, and then you'll answer the phone and they'll say that they're from the front desk and they need you to verify your credit card number because they're doing the night audit and there was something wrong with it. And people will hop up and just grab their credit card number because you're sleeping, you're kind of out of it. You grab your credit card, you give it to them, and it wasn't the front desk at all. So, yeah. So if that happens, you get a late night front desk call, you want to actually say, okay, no problem, I'll come down, so that you actually go to the front desk, or you call the front desk back directly through the hotel chain. So those are things that you wouldn't even think of, right? Because you think the hotel scam is just the actual hotel, but you could get scammed once you get to the hotel. So got to be careful with those.
Yeah. What about, have you ever heard of the Wi-Fi scams? I do always kind of hear about those.
Yes, absolutely. So free Wi-Fi is something that all hotels will use as a selling point, but you want to make sure that hotel actually has a protected Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're getting on an unsecured Wi-Fi that has no password for you, or you don't have to click something to, get on to the Wi-Fi, that means anybody can get on the Wi-Fi. They could sit out in the parking lot and basically get on the Wi-Fi and steal all of your information. So those are, you don't think of those because they're not the big deal. You may not lose a ton of money. You may not even know that your identity was stolen, but it could be. So it's one of those things you just want to really be on the lookout and making sure that you're thinking about those things and taking precautions beforehand.
Definitely really good stuff this morning, Nicole. As I said before the break, a lot of folks are starting to have summer travel plans. They're finally able to get out and about. And so I feel like this one's really timely. I can't wait to hear what you have for us next week.
Hey, take care. Talk to you Wednesday.
That's Nicole Thomas from the Better Business Bureau of Northeast Indiana. She joins us every Wednesday for our scam of the week. We're always talking about the latest scam circulating in and around the WoWo listening area.
Podcasts by Federated Media.